Thanks for joining us, Cam, after that one. Took 94 minutes, but at the end, it was worth the entrance fee.
Yeah, at the end. The rest of it was a bit of a turgid affair, wasn't it? It was flat, really, I think. We looked flat. I think they'd come to do what teams normally do and come here and look to it as on a break and maybe nick a 1-0, but it was one of them games. But like you say, 92 minutes of forgettable stuff and then one unforgettable moment.
It would have been the fourth draw against Tamworth. It's been 1-1 in the three previous games. They did appear to come for a point if you look at the way they were taking the substitutions and that kind of thing.
Everything, and you know what we've got to do probably a little bit better is make sure there's more urgency in our play. I thought it lacked a kind of sharpness and polish, but I'll take the 3 points and you know, a great goal for Nathan, and you know, a great way to celebrate because he signed his contract now for, you know, so
is that till the end of next season?
You know, he's one of them players that you can build a team around, if being honest.
It seemed like we didn't really get the quick passing going until about the 85th minute or something like that. But like you say, as soon as we got that, we started to create chances. Yeah. But you have to say that the finish that Lowe did there was a worldie, really, wasn't it?
It was absolutely superb. Superb, and you know, dead pleased for him and pleased for the lads as well. He's got a great group, and showing with results like today, last week, you know, 3 on the bounce, 2 clean sheets to boot, that we're heading in the right direction.
And we should mention the defence as well. That was the first back-to-back clean sheet since Stockport and Telford in August.
Right. There you go. It's
and we did give man of the match to Zach Corbett as well.
Yeah, I thought Zach, you know, since Zach come in, he's done great, you know, and we've got a lot of centre halves there now. Not long ago when we were scratching around, but you know, with Jordan Fagbowler and Sam Baird, that's right across the board. Everyone's keeping each other on their toes.
Two last questions. Obviously, Harry Winters left. Wish him well.
Wish Ali, you know, all the best. He got an offer that he couldn't refuse, basically. Not after Mafia, but I'll stop. But
he's blown it, really, because we were going to award him Player of the Season, but that's not happening now. So it's his luck out, isn't it? Yeah. And just a quick mention then for Alfreton next week. We won last year there, but it's not one of the most conducive places. It's a bit intimidating, I think, and one of those weird non-league grounds, which.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've known it for many a year, and it's improved. It's not as intimidating as it used to be. We've got to try and continue this good run of form and good results, and it all starts again next week with a what's going to be a battle.
Well, thanks for joining us, Cal.
Cheers, Ben.